For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
G'day everyone, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. You can find us on Twitter, at Ethos Pelicans, at Lyle Swithenbank. If you've got time, go and give us a rate and review on your podcast application, whether that be Apple or Spotify or Google or wherever you find us and listening from. If you can give us that 5-star rating and review and leave a comment, and that helps us grow. So we appreciate all the people that have done that. And if you're needing something to scroll and you feel like writing kind words, then feel free to do it on this show. And if you don't, well, no one likes a gossip. So keep your opinions to yourself. Second night of a back-to-back, the Pelicans are visited by the Chicago Bulls, as we talked about yesterday. The Pelicans deliver a victory, 124-110, behind some great shooting. Well, a career, first career double-double from Trey Murphy, and a great game from Jonas Valanciunas. Again, another favorable matchup, and we exploited it with a good game, a bounce back game after a pretty woeful night against the Grizzlies from him. But great to see him back performing well. So what happened? Well, honestly, the starters started well. We had Trey Murphy starting again in place of Zion. Ankle's still a little bit sore, so he was getting that right, and hopefully we'll be all systems go for the Celtics on Friday. We saw Trey be really aggressive from the start. He was shooting threes. He was getting to the basket. We had some monster dunks from him. He looked really bouncy, and a couple of putbacks of his own shot throughout the night, as well as I think almost a career high in made threes. I think he had 5 made threes, something like that. We'll get to that when we get there. But he was fantastic with 19 and 10. First quarter was a bit of an up and down one, but honestly, we were a little bit sloppy with the ball. We turned it over probably too much in the first half, I think. Kept the door ajar for a team that was really struggling to get going. Zach LaVine looked lackadaisical at best. Hit a couple of good shots as he went along, as he does, as the stars do, but didn't look dominant. DeMar DeRozan, same thing. When he got his open looks, he was making them, but there was really nothing else besides those two guys. Vucevic hit a couple of good shots when we miscommunicated on defense at times, but otherwise, they looked a bit disjointed, really struggled to get into their offense at times, and they threw bodies at Brandon Ingram. Same thing the Grizzlies did. And what happened was someone else stood up, and in this one, it was JV and Trey Murphy. So in the first quarter, 32-28. Second quarter, 26-25 in favor of the Pelicans. Bench Brigade came on and delivered once again. Jose, Larry Nance, another couple of good games from those guys. Najee Marshall played some good minutes, was solid. Devontae Graham hit a couple of threes, which was nice. And we saw another 18 minutes of Dyson. Now, we love seeing Dyson Daniels. He has been playing some great basketball when he does get the minutes. And Willie Green once again praised him, said him and Herb are guys that you can put in and you just trust. They say he's like a young old man, in that he just comes in, does his job, works really hard, is always improving, and we're seeing that. And whether while his stat sheet, you know, it was 4 points, four rebounds, his contributions have been massive. He defends the living daylights out of it. He can control the offense. I'll rave about him all day. But anyway, back to quarter three. We decided to put the screws into him. And the first 2 minutes, we gave him an onslaught of threes. Trey Murphy lit him up. And it was almost game over from there. We managed to push the lead right out to double digits. I think we were up to about 24-point lead at some point. Late in the fourth. And honestly, we had them discombobulated. They couldn't do anything. And what happens is when they take something away, you have to give something else up. And when they were unable to contain, you know, CJ was solid again tonight, Trey Murphy, Jonas, they just didn't have an answer for everyone. And it's all well and good to try to take away Brandon Ingram's stuff. He finished with 16 points, but he had 9 assists. And I think that was a real benefit of this game, was that we had a heap of assists. And we'll get to that when we get to the stats. But honestly, finished the last quarter. They won that 32-29, but we were sort of burning the clock from the last 5 minutes and perhaps not getting into our sets fast enough. What you don't want to do is leave the door ajar. Now, we win by 14 in the end, and that was purely because we weren't hitting shots down the stretch, and they were. And when... while the clock is your friend, you also want to be conscious that you still need to keep the scoreboard ticking over. You know, you dump 124 on the head, but that was with 5 minutes of lackadaisical basketball that, you know, you could slam the door shut and walk away with your 30-point win. That was really the difference in this and between 24 and 14. But, you know, take your 14. All good. Happy with that. That is no stress at all. We take the victory and we are now 3 games above 500, which is the first time that has happened since 2018, which, you know, that it feels good to be in the winner's circle. It really does. And to have a good win against like the Grizz, have a good win against the Chicago Bulls. Hopefully we can have another good win in this homestand against... Celtics and Warriors coming up, so they're going to be test games as well. But you know, you bank the wins while you're at home, make it a fortress, and it looked like the Smoothie King Center was absolutely rocking once again. That was great to see. So let's go to the team comparison stats. New Orleans shot 50.6% from the field, 43 made field goals, and we actually had 30 assists. So, there was only 13 unassisted shots on the whole night. Unreal. Fantastic. And at one point, I think it was something like we had 20 made shots and some, like 13 of them were assisted or 15 of them were assisted or something. It was insane stat they had on the broadcast. But it showed that when the ball moves from left to right and moves quickly, the ball moves faster than defense. So... 0.5 offense works. You just all have to buy in. And you also need to get into your offensive sets quicker. So if you run across the court, across the timeline and start at 18 or even at 20, it takes you 4 seconds to get across the line, you've got so much more time to test the defense in the half court and be able to move it. And it only takes one defensive mistake for you to get an easy basket. And we saw that. We saw them... get into their sets quicker, be able to look for the mismatch. Jonas at times wasn't being doubled, so they just gave him the ball. And then eventually a double would come, and he found the pass because we would bail him out with a cut. We saw a fantastic one where Jonas just dumped it off over his shoulder down to Jose, who laid it in. And again, all of those high IQ things that we're seeing, that's because people are buying into the system, because they're playing together, playing as a team. The we score mentality, which we're being hyped on. So really good to see that starting to really gel. And, you know, you add Zion back into this, he buys in and everyone gets used to playing with one another. And, you know, continuity is the key. That's what I'm going to preach it. And I know I've been a bit up and down on this pod, but when you see it working, you can see the idea. Well, that's where... you start going, there's something special brewing here. So, and I still think that is fair to say. So, I mean, moving on anyway, back to our stats while I gather my thoughts. We managed to shoot 51% from three, 17 of 33 from three. We got hot again from the outside. Funny what happens when your shot drops. And as Willie Green talked about in his pre-games, post-games, he said, we're a really good catch-and-shoot team. Our numbers on catch-and-shoot are good. So we just need to be able to put people in position to be able to get those open looks. You know, there's been plenty of closeouts for us running us off the line. You know, Trey Murphy not being able to get perhaps the open looks that he was getting before the scouting report came in. I mean, that I think is starting to change a little bit because they're over-helping on the Stars and leaving the other guys open. And we're making it. We're punishing them. Guys like Najee, Herb, Dyson's hit threes this year. Jose has been improved. Larry Nance hitting threes. JV, those are open. Even Zion's come on at times, hit three. BI's shooting more. It's been really good to see that change of mentality and to get the attempts up to 33 three-point attempts. You need, in the modern NBA, you've got to have shooters. It's a luxury, and it is the most sought after asset that you can get. So it really is imperative that we continue to go down this mark. You're not always going to shoot 50% from three. I know that. But you need to get those attempts up because three is worth more than two. Last I checked, but I will double check the maths. Rebounding, 51 to 45 in favor of New Orleans. We had six blocks and some big blocks from JV got a good one. Dyson had a swat again. BI had a really good one. They were, I love a good block. They are always good fun. Najee had a good one as well. Chase down. It was good. Really good. So, turnovers. First half, our turnovers were pretty bad. I'm pretty sure we had 9 turnovers in the first half. Finished with 13. You know, in the win against the Grizz, we just had 10. So, taking care of the ball, taking care of possessions, all of a sudden, you're not giving away easy points. You're not giving them extra bites at the apple, which is what you want. They had 12 turnovers. So, you know, they beat us. But your points off turnovers, they had 13, had 9. So it's almost even, you know, you wear that. But taking care of the ball and defensive rebounding are the two most important things that you can do. Because you don't want to give people second chances, because second chance points absolutely murder you. They really do. So great to see the mentality that's what we're playing with. That, one, we're moving the ball. Two, we're taking care of it. And three, we're winning the rebounding battle. So, I like it. It's good. Now, over to the box score. We'll zip through this quickly and then we'll go to a break. Brandon Ingram, as I said, had 16, 6 and 9 assists. 4 of 15 shooting. Tough night at the office. But 2 of 4 from 3. 6 of 8 from the free throw line. Plus, still plus 19 on the night. He was finding other people. His shot wasn't falling. He was getting hacked and wasn't getting calls. Even though he did get 8 free throw attempts, he probably deserved a few more. And he was handing out plates. He was dishing them out, which you love to see. So that's what you want from your leader. He knows he's not got it going, so let's make everyone else better. And people rewarded him by knocking shots down. Trey Murphy tied his career high in steals tonight as well with 3 steals and a block, 19 and 10 rebounds. His career high first double-double. And 1 assist, 5 of 6 from 3. He was unbelievable. Honestly, blew the game open from the start, and they had no answer for him. He's too big, he was too strong, he shot too well, and he was too fast. He did everything, and they had absolutely no response, which all credit to Trey Murphy for the hard work he puts in. And this is just the beginning. This is just the start of what we're seeing from him. He did that in 24 minutes. So chew on that. Jonas, 27 minutes right back up in this one because they had a traditional center, or a European center. big fella, and in Vucevic, and he had 22 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, hit a 3-pointer, and he was 8 of 13 from the field, hit 2 3-pointers actually, and knocked all his free throw downs. We were very good at free throw percentage this game, which traditionally we have been average, but we shot 87% as a team, which is just great. Herb Jones had 10 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. He was solid, hit his 2 3-pointers, and looked confident, you know, still stepped into that shot, and he struggled. We've seen that from 3 this year from Herb. He's regressed a little bit, but the shot's falling. It's like, okay, when he's not afraid to shoot is what I mean. He's more than happy to let it rip, and we love to see that from Herb. CJ McCollum, again, big minutes from him. 23 points, 4 rebounds, 8 assists, 8 of 16, 3 of 8 from 3. Shots started falling again. 23 and 8. I mean, it's not bad when your 2 best players combine for 17 assists. It means when they're coming at you, they're also unselfish. So, again, welcome to the party, CJ. Great to have you back. We are a better side when he plays well. So, again, let's keep it rolling. 18 minutes for Najee. 3 points and a rebound. 1 of 6. Not his best output, but hit his 3. You know, that's what you just got to be a threat. That's all we need you to be. If you're standing in the corner, just be a threat. Larry Nance, 8, 6, 3 assists, 1 block. 2 of 5 from the field. Missed his 2 3-pointers, but again, adds that defensive identity, the ability to switch 1 through 5. He plays his heart out. Again, a difference maker. Another jersey sold tonight, and an absolute legend for that. Devontae Graham, 8 minutes, had 6 points, hit 2 of his 3 attempts, which was good. And Dyson, 18, nearly 19 minutes, 4 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, a block, 2 of 3 from the field. Jose, 21 minutes, 13, 3 and 1 assist, 6 of 7, and was solid again. This time more in the paint. He just dives in there. He was getting manhandled, getting thrown around, and you know, he kept attacking. We also saw Billy Hernan Gomez for 1 minute and 54, and he missed his 1 shot attempt, which was a jump shot, and that was all. So, after the break, we'll come back, we'll discuss a few different things, and then we will wrap up. So, stay with us. We'll be back after this. Okay, listeners, it's time to talk a little fantasy hoops. Do you remember who led you to Tyrese Halliburton, DeJounte Murray, Terry Rozier, and Mikal Bridges before any other rank list? That's right, it was the Brewski 150, and you probably turned those huge wins into some cash, didn't you? Great. Well, this year, the Brewski 150 is on sale for a limited time, and Ethos 360 subscribers can get access right now. Head to thesportsethos.com and click on the premium tab to grab membership or draft guide today. And yes, your most important question, the Brewski 150 is included in both options. Check back daily for more features and go and dominate your drafts and your leagues with Sports Ethos. Okay, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Lyle here. Okay, so, wonderful victory, 124 defeats 110, great game from Trey Murphy, JV, CJ. Scoring-wise, Brandon was down, but gave you 6 rebounds and 9 assists and a big block. He's been defending really well this year, Brandon. I've been very impressed with how well his, the knock on him being a average defender. No, it's over now. He looks really good. So, few thoughts on this game. Number one, love the 3-point attempts. Keep letting them rip. If we're going to get catch-and-shoot threes, this unselfish brand of basketball works well. Because if we're going to launch them, you know, it brings people out. And all of a sudden, if we're making threes at 17 a game, and you bring Zion Williamson in, all that does is collapse people to him. He's willing to make the pass. So you put the ball in Zion's hands, all of a sudden you have these other guys who are able to operate. You know, we've seen Brandon scoring down the last couple of games. It's because he didn't have anyone to take the secondary defender away from him. He was getting doubled. He was getting triple teamed. They were throwing bodies at him and not calling fouls that perhaps other people were getting. You add Zion to the mix. Four of those five defenders are coming to Zion every time. Sometimes all five of them are collapsing onto him. You know how much space that gives Brandon Ingram, CJ McCollum, Jonas to operate him? We've seen it. It works. The thing is, you just got to make those shots from the outside. Keep playing unselfish. We don't need shot hunting. We need people playing together. And if it means that your averages drop, well, it's all well and good to be a perennial all-star, and I understand there's financial gain from players from getting that, but people remember the champions. You want to win a championship, you have to play together, and that's how this team's designed. So it's going to be interesting integrating him back in, and hopefully we can keep this momentum going with him in the lineup, because you become a devastating force when he's in there. Also gives you a whole other avenue to score points. So, other news, Kyra Lewis Jr. plays his first game tomorrow, it'll be today, I suppose, by the time you're listening, for the Birmingham Squadron. That is on soon, I guess. And go and watch that. You can watch it all on the YouTube page. So, if you go on the G League YouTube page, they have all the games. So, you can get there through the Birmingham Squadron website. And yeah, go and check it out, because it is just, be good to see him back, him and Sebron. Sebron gave him a 26 piece last game, unfortunately fell short again, but there's a few things that'll come together, and you know, a visit from Kyra is not going to hurt, so looking forward to seeing what he can bring and get his confidence back up before he joins the NBA team again. Finally, the elephant in the room, I suppose, is unfortunately Billy Hernan Gomez. We're seeing a lot of chatter on Twitter from him, you know, talking about being the best rebounder on the team and, you know, laughing at things like Pelicans getting beaten in the rebound when he is our best rebounder. Making comments like, oh, I'll be back. Oh, when I'm back playing, look out. You won't be getting them any rebounds. You know, things like that. So, while this is, well, you know, all conjecture, there's no, again, no reports. I talked about it a couple of episodes ago. We're continuing to see a theme here. We're seeing someone that won the MVP of the EuroLeague, is a massive culture guy, has built this culture, knows that guys respect him, enjoy his company, like going to work with him. And he said point blank, he says, I want more minutes. I want to play. He's a young guy, you know, in the prime of his career and wants to play basketball. Just won MVP. Thinks he deserves it. And, you know, on paper, perhaps he does. And perhaps on... And has his opportunity been there? No, it hasn't. I mean, you can see that in his minutes. He hasn't had the opportunity to be able to succeed. And when he did, when he was on, you know, he did some things. It's very hard to perform in limited minutes. We've seen that with Devontae Graham. We've seen that Garrett Temple. You know, guys have not been able to display their or showcase their abilities. Now, what makes it difficult? And I talked about this, I think it might have been on Spaces or either talked about it on here a while back, is that it's all well and good to have these culture guys and say, yep, they're untouchable in trade and things like that. But these guys are professional athletes. They want to play basketball. And when you're sitting there watching your friends have fun and they're winning, or even when they're going through a losing streak and they're not winning and there's discrepancies that you think you can help your team with, it makes it very, very difficult to throw an arm around that player or say, you know, I'll just keep working, you'll take some minutes, because everyone out there wants minutes. The guys that are fighting out there every day want their minutes. They don't want to give them up. So it's difficult because it's like, well, you know, you'll get an opportunity soon when it doesn't look like that. What happens then is you get people being disgruntled in the locker room. And whether it is obvious and whether it is or it's not becoming a problem, it may not be at the moment. But you can see that perhaps there is some disgruntled soldiers in the trenches there. And you hate to see that because he is such a big culture guy and he was huge last year for us. Whether it was replacing JV or was playing backup minutes or just being an all-round good person. I think out of respect to Billy, if we're not going to play him, it may be time to move him on just so that he can go to a situation where he is playing because I think he's done his service for us. I think if he's not going to play, well, let's reward him by sending him somewhere that he can. And again, all conjecture, no at all sources or anything that suggests this. It's purely just seeing what is happening on Twitter and Instagram and things like that. So I hope that I'm wrong because I really like him as a person. I like what he brings to the team. I think you need to have good culture, guys. I think he's a good basketball player as well. I think he fits certain systems. I don't know whether or not he fits this one so much anymore with JV playing because we've seen even JV gets played off the court sometimes when we go with Larry Nance. So it's going to be interesting, but it is watch this space. And again, I know Billy Hernan Gomez does not listen to this show, but if he does, we still, as fans, like you. We think you've done great service to this team. And I think if you want to play, and you obviously do, if the minutes aren't there, well, perhaps the best thing they can do for you is move you along. But again, I don't want to see him go because he's a Spanish brother. You know, he's in there and he's a good guy. So we'll see what happens there. But again, hopefully they just keep it all in-house and there's no issues and everyone just continues as is. But it's easy to get the apple cart upset when people are disgruntled. So anyway, I digress. I think we'll leave it at that. We take on the Celtics, get a day off, take the Celtics on Friday night. Enjoy if you're going to the game. This homestand's been fun, I tell you what. So this has been the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Ethos Pelicans, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. We'll be back after the Celtics game. Stay safe, of course, of course, of course. And bye for now.